Hello, I'm Patience.
And I'm Genesis.
And we're here to talk about our books.
Indeed. I read a book called Looking for Alaska. It's by John Green. He's a pretty sick dude.
I read a book called A Child Called It by David Pelzer. And my book is basically a true story about a kid who was abused by his alcoholic mother, and it just pretty much goes into a lot of the situations that David went through with his mother and the issues that went in with that and his school and things like that. What about you?
All right, so my book is about this pretty much loner, nerdy kid, and he goes to a boarding school seeking what he calls a great perhaps. So he makes some friends, a guy named Chip, who they all call the Colonel, and then this girl named Alaska, and he keeps kind of falling in love with her, and then some stuff happens, and then he and Chip are kind of left putting the pieces back together.
Yeah, I enjoyed that book. I read that book, so
yeah,
I got it for good. Christmas a while back. Forgot what we're supposed to be doing.
Themes.
I would say, I don't know. What would a theme of my book be?
This is
real and raw.
This is real and raw.
This is a raw podcast, y'all.
How people can get through struggles and things, and
I would say that a theme of my book would be one child's courage to survive, because he just had a horrible childhood and his mother was really abusive and his school life wasn't very good or whatever, and it's just him and how he struggled to get through all of that.
So what type of things did his mother do specifically, something really horrible?
Oof. Okay, some real bad things. I know that in the book, I've read it a couple of times, and it always, the first time I read it, it was a tearjerker, because it was oh my lord, this poor kid. His mother made him, starved him for months and months at a time, and he started to get so hungry that he would steal food. He would steal food from gas stations, his school, neighbors, things like that. Mm-hmm. So anything that he could do to get food, because he's a hungry kid. And his mother would somehow always find out that he was stealing food and being fed, and she finally got so tired of that she would make him throw up his food every day. So he couldn't, even if he had eaten, it would have done nothing, because he would have mm-hmm. had to throw it up. And that was really sad. And there's had to eat a dirty diaper.
Yeah.
He slept in a basement. He was pretty much held in the basement most of the time until his mother called him to do his chores and things like that. He's had beatings. His clothes, he wears the same clothes every day, all the time. The book constantly talks about how dirty they are and smelly and gross. That's some.
All right.
What about you? What's some stuff in your book?
All right. So I got to say, big theme there is death, unexpected changes.
Yeah.
Pretty much every character in there is affected by a loss. And even before they lose one of the big characters, they've all dealt with death in the past, except for the main character. He's kind of spoiled. But I think the big meaning that John Green is trying to get across is that accepting death isn't ever completely possible, and you can't be sure how or why something happens, and you just gotta move past it anyways.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because even after somebody passes that you love, you're still affected by that,
mm-hmm.
even though you don't carry it up front. It's always there.
Yeah, there's always a slight little hole.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So what are some real world situations from your book, or things
I think there's a lot, it's realistic fiction, so everything in there is completely possible, but just about the type of friendships that he was able to build in such a short amount of time and the type of connections, like, that people build with each other. And, you know, death could happen at any point. You know, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just a good example of, like, how your life is one way and you're one way, and then after something happens, it's just never going to be the same.
Yeah. My book kind of made me realize that, like, I have such a good home life, and mm-hmm. I have food and clothes and people I think like me and things like that. And this book made me realize that not everybody has that. And it made me realize how much I take for granted being mm-hmm. able to, like, go to school every day and feel safe and happy and come home and feel safe and happy and be able to eat and have clothes that I can put on every day that are new and don't, like, smell and things like that. And this book really opened my eyes to, like, realize that not everybody has that. And that's really, really sad. And I should take advantage of that.
Yeah.
In an interview that I watched, John Green refers to himself in this book a lot as it or the child, hence the name, A Child Called It. Yeah. And an interviewer was talking about part of the reason why they think that John Green.
Do you mean Dave Peltzer?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Again, guys, real raw podcast. Why Dave referred to himself as it and the boy a lot in the book was because his mother never really used his name, always referred to him as it or
That's
the
so
boy,
weird.
Even to his father. And so it was kind of like David or Dave grew up not really thinking that he was an actual person. He was ignored a lot as a child, mm-hmm. and so he just, like, carried that on as an adult. And I feel like that's really sad.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody called me the girl or you look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, never use your
yeah.
name or anything. Like, you don't have a sense of identity. You're just kind of
yeah.
existing.
Imagine how lost he felt.
So, let's see. What else have we got to say? Oh, no, announcements. So, like, as far as, you know, appropriate audiences for your book and, like, what would you rate it? Things like that.
I would 100% rate my book, like, 5 out of 5 stars. It's very raw and emotional at times, but I feel like if you're into like, I don't know how to describe it. If you're into really deep situations and things like that, this is definitely a book for you. And as far as, like, audience, I'm almost sure that most people could read this and get something
yeah.
good out of it. I've read it a crap load of times and gotten something different out of it every mm-hmm. time I read it. So I think this is a book some of you would really like.
All right.
What about you?
So for mine, I don't know. I think for audiences, like, it's really definitely marketed towards high schoolers because, you know, it shows high schoolers doing all the dumb stuff high schoolers do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not entirely sure adults would approve, but I still think they could get stuff out of it. Like, maybe it would help them understand teenagers better, like that we're not doing these crazy things out of any type of malicious intent. It's
yeah.
just, you know, having fun. But I think everyone can relate to it and go back to that point in their lives. Just not little children. There's some scenes. Little kids.
That book's got some stuff. Actually, you know, I would not recommend my book for younger kids either. Just because there's so much in here there's horrible language in here. And
so, like, high school and up maybe.
Yeah. And there's just a lot of things that a younger kid should not read.
Yeah. I don't know. I would definitely give my book 5 out of 5 stars, you know.
I would, too. I love your book.
Yeah.
You haven't read my book, but I think you should
read my
book.
I know. I'm going to. Seems very neat.
All right, guys. I hope this podcast inspired you to pick up a book you've never thought you'd like before. And maybe even try one of our books. Because, again, you never know what you're going to get out of a book until you start reading it. So,
yeah.
Peace out.
Peace.